death. Now, why do people die?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the intriguing video entitled, Why Is There Death and Suffering?
You know, if you believe and understand Genesis as literal history, well, the answer about death and suffering in our world is actually easy to understand, even for children. You see, originally, after God had created everything in the first 6 days of history, well, the whole of creation was perfect. There was no death, pain, or suffering of animals or humans anywhere. Now, God didn't create the first man and woman to be like puppets on his string. He wanted them to love him because they wanted to. And that's why he told them that there was only one tree they couldn't eat from. But Adam took its forbidden fruit. He rebelled against God. And it was the origin of sin. But a sinful human can't live with God, who has no sin. So he sentenced Adam and all his descendants to die. But God sent his son to die for sin. Because Christ died on the cross, all who trust in him for forgiveness of their sins, well, they can be saved.
A stumbling block for many non-Christians is the question, if there's a God, why is there so much suffering and death in the world? Find the answer when you watch Ken Ham's intriguing video, Why Is There Death and Suffering? It's yours for a donation of any amount. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Get the video by calling 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.